This is 90.1 KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender. How do you say the name of the main highway that passes through the Central Coast? It may depend on where you or your family are from, as KCBX's Randall White explains in this edition of our occasional series, Local Lingo.
The traffic you hear is traveling through the heart of San Luis Obispo, along one of the state's main north-south thoroughfares that's called by many names throughout the state, but...
Well, the official name for the highway is U.S. Highway 101.
That's Jim Shivers, a spokesperson for Caltrans District 5. While the roadway's legal name may be
U.S. Highway 101,
in everyday conversation, it's typically shortened to either
101
or
the 101,
depending on where somebody is from. Those are some tourists we spoke with, and we'll have more on that in just a moment. But first to the basics. In Southern California, the definite article "the" gets placed before just about every freeway or highway, as heard in these extremely boiled down traffic reports.
Closes the 110 freeway.
The 60, the 57, the 60 is the 71.
The 5 freeway.
Hop up north to the Bay Area, and those reports may sound more like this.
Your Highway 17.
Highway 85. Highway 9.
Highway 4.
So in San Luis Obispo, roughly the halfway point between the two big metros, the freeway references collide. Stop into the iconic Madonna Inn just off of
U.S. Highway 101.
And you'll find tourists and locals who lean one way or the other on this matter. We asked several to tell us the route they took to get there that day, hoping they'd naturally reference the roadway without any preconceived notion of what we were after.
We took Highway 101 south.
We took the 46 over to the 101.
The 101 right up.
We went down the 5, the 405, the 91.
The issue fascinates longtime Bay Area traffic anchor Joe McConnell, who says he recognized the north-south split early in his career.
And it took me a while to realize that that derives from how most freeways in Southern California have names and that they use those names. You know, there's the Hollywood Freeway, the Golden State Freeway, the Santa Ana, the Ventura, the San Diego. And so when using the number, they just extend the article, the, to the number.
McConnell says Bay Area freeways also have names. In most cases, they're named after people, but
we just use very few of them, and the number becomes the name. So it's just 101, 80 and 680 and 580. To say the would be sort of like saying the Joe or the Randall.
McConnell may be onto something, something studied closely by this man.
My name is Nathan Masters.
Masters writes for the University of Southern California Library, where he's extensively researched the issue. He says, as McConnell surmised, the structure evolved over time.
People were calling freeways by their names, and they were using specifically the shorthand. So they didn't just say, I'm taking the Santa Ana freeway. They were saying, I'm taking the Santa Ana to the San Bernardino to the Hollywood. And they would just omit the word freeway. So this sort of shorthand emerged that remained when people started referring to freeways by number. So instead of saying, I'm taking the Santa Ana to the San Bernardino, they'd say, I take the 5 to the 10.
Masters says Southern California is rare, but not unique in this category.
There are two urban areas that also use the definite article before the freeway number. One is the Phoenix area. And, I haven't done any research into this, but if I had to guess, I'd say that's probably an import from Southern California.
And he says the other is the Toronto-Buffalo area, but
I won't even offer a guess as to why they use the definite article.
Masters didn't know, and there are no studies that we could find, to show what the preferred freeway reference pattern is for residents along the Central Coast. But typically, the closer you get to either main urban center, the more you start to hear the influence. Just off
U.S. Highway 101.
In San Luis Obispo, Randall White, KCBX News.